The Navi Yeshaya in this week's Haftorah, he calls the Mavin the waters of Noach. This seems to imply that Noach was to blame for the Mavin, that he was at fault to some extent. The question is why? Why is the Mabul attributed to Noach? There's a famous comment of the Zohar that's quoted in some of the Svarim. The Zohar says that Noach is to blame for the Mabul because he didn't daven for the people of his generation. If Noach had davened, then maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have had mercy and he would not have destroyed the world. This is one answer. The Sforno, at the end of Parshas Bereishis, gives a different answer. He says that perhaps the Mabul is attributed to Noach because he didn't teach his generation. Noach certainly gave them Musa, he criticized them for the Hashchasa, for the corruption, but he didn't take them by the hand and show them the proper way to act. He didn't guide them with warmth and sensitivity, so the people didn't listen to him. Maybe that's why the Mabul is blamed on Noach. I think perhaps we can offer a third answer based on a different question. The pasuk says, "Vayavo Noach uvano v'ishto u'nishevano v'ito el hateva mipnei meha Mabul." Noach and his family entered the teva because of the waters of the Mabul. And Rashi there writes that the words mipnei meha Mabul come to teach us that af Noach mektane amana hoya. Even Noach didn't fully believe that the Mabul was going to come. Mamin ve'eno mamin. He wasn't so sure. So he didn't enter the teva until the waters pushed him in. What does this mean? Noach, the ish tzaddik tamim, didn't really believe that the Mabul was going to happen? The Stipler explains in his Sefer Birchas Peretz that of course Noach believed the Mabul was going to happen. He had the intellectual awareness that the Mabul was going to occur. But he didn't feel it in his bones. He didn't feel it with every fiber of his being. He had a hakara sichlis, a mental recognition, but not a hakara chushis, a sensory recognition. He didn't feel it internally in a heartfelt, emotional way. He rationalized that maybe HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have mercy and he won't bring the Mabul in the end. That's why he didn't enter the teva until the waters pushed him in. I think perhaps this can help explain why Noach is blamed for the Mabul. Of course, Noach tried to teach his generation the proper derech. We all know what Rashi quotes from Chazal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu asked Noach to build a teva 120 years before the Mabul, so that people would ask him what he's doing, and he'd tell them that if they don't shape up, if the world continues in its path of corruption, Hashem is going to destroy everything. Noach's job was to give a Musa Shmuz to his generation, to get them to do tshuva. And there's no indication in the Psukim that he didn't fulfill his task faithfully. But when a darshan doesn't completely believe in what he's saying, if he doesn't feel it with total conviction, if he doesn't give over his Musa Shmuz with a passion, like he really means it, then the listeners are not going to take the message to heart. That's what happened with Noach. He taught the generation, but his shmuz lacked the proper passion because he himself didn't completely believe everything that he was saying. That's why he wasn't successful in winning over the hearts and the minds of the people of his generation. And that perhaps is why he's blamed for the Mabul. Often, the impact we have on other people is not so much a function of what we do, but how we do it. The story is told of a non-observant Jew who came to the office of a Rav in Dallas. And he told the Rav that he wants to donate to an Orthodox Jewish institution. The Rav said, "Okay, how much would you like to give?" $5 million, said the man. After the Rav had recovered from shock, he asked the man, "What makes you want to give such a sum of money?" The man said, "Let me tell you. Just a few months ago, some of my friends convinced me to take a trip to Israel, and I visited the Western Wall. And while I was there, I saw a Jew with a long beard and a long black coat praying with such intense concentration. I must admit, I was very impressed. So right there and then, I told myself that I'm going to donate to an institution that such a Jew would want to support. That's why I came to you." The rabbi thanked the man, and with the money that the man gave, this rabbi built a day school in Dallas. Imagine, when this Yerushalmi Yid comes up to Shamayim after 120, they're probably going to give him a big yashikarach for helping build a day school in Dallas. And he might not even know where Dallas is located. Sometimes it's not what we say, but how we say it. It's not what we do, but how we do it that can make the greatest impact. Shabbos.